Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland. Welcome to the third hour. You know, we've been talking about a lot of election-related things, and I want to just get you to make a note or ask you at least a question before we get into our conversation. Are you ready to make your vote count? Make sure you cast your vote, either by mail-in ballot, absentee ballot, or, of course, you can do it the old-fashioned way. You can go to the polls on Tuesday, November the 3rd. But if you need details about any of those, just go to vote411.org for details on any of those. Bottom line is, make sure you vote. Make your vote count. Okay, just had to get that out of the way. So we've been talking a lot all afternoon about the Tree of Life. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the Tree of Life shooting. As I've been saying, we're not calling it an anniversary. We are simply calling it the two-year mark. It has brought up a lot of emotions. It has brought up a lot of questions. We as a city embrace that whole idea, Pittsburgh stronger than hate. But now 2 years later, it may have been just that, words on a t-shirt. It may not have been a way of life. Well, the American Jewish Committee has released a new survey on anti-Semitism in America, and you may be at the very least surprised, in some cases shocked, at the results of that study. Holly Huffnagel is the U.S. Director for Combating Anti-Semitism and joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you, Lynn.
So I say some folks might be surprised, some might be shocked, but before we talk about the results of the study, give me the background. What prompted the American Jewish Committee to do this study at this time?
Of course, Lynn. And I want to just start by saying that AJC's thoughts are with the people of Pittsburgh with this two-year mark tomorrow. And it really was the Tree of Life synagogue shooting, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, which prompted AJC to do a survey last year in 2019, 1 year out, to ascertain what American Jews were thinking about anti-Semitism in America. This year, we followed up with that same survey, but we asked a new audience, the general American public, what did they think about anti-Semitism?
Stark differences in the perspectives?
Absolutely. So this is what we found. We found that nearly half of U.S. adults have actually not heard the term anti-Semitism or have heard it, but did not know what it meant. So 46% of U.S. adults fell in that category. So that was our starting point. Once we explained what anti-Semitism was, we asked if U.S. adults and Jewish Americans believe that it had increased in the last 5 years, and this is what we found. 8 in 10 American Jews believe that anti-Semitism has increased in the last 5 years, but only 4 in 10, half that number of Americans, believe that it has escalated.
Okay, let me close my mouth. So how does that happen, Holly? I mean, I'm still stuck on the fact that so many haven't heard of anti-Semitism. I mean, who's not doing their job that people are not educated to know what anti-Semitism is?
That's the question we're asking ourselves, Lynn. And, you know, the term itself is what we asked, about the term anti-Semitism. Maybe more had heard about hostility towards Jews or another term, but we really have to work on education and awareness raising and explain this problem that is in America, that is in America today. And it's a societal issue. It's not just a Jewish problem.
And so, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering here only because I feel like I'm kind of flabbergasted by this. At the same time, I don't know that I am, only because I think when we look at so many categories, whether it's anti-Semitism, whether it's racism, so often the victims of these issues have a much different perspective than society at large.
Of course, absolutely. They're the ones that are experiencing the vitriol directed against them. This is another interesting piece, Lynn, if I may, that I want to bring up about the study. We also asked Americans how their definitions or understanding of anti-Semitism would change if someone who was Jewish or a Jewish organization said something was anti-Semitic. And what we found was that 65% of Americans, it would not make a difference. And 7% actually said it would make them less likely to view something as anti-Semitic if someone who was Jewish or a Jewish organization said it was anti-Semitism. So we have this whole question of, you know, can Jews define the persecution against them?
So now you have all of this startling information. What do you do with it, Holly? Where do you start? What do you do with this?
So we're really excited almost about this data, not about anti-Semitism in America, but about the data, because it's shining a light forward. What do we need to be doing? And so this is revealing that we really need to define anti-Semitism. We need to educate about anti-Semitism. We know that 36% of those with a high school diploma or less were the ones who really didn't know the term, hadn't heard it before. We need to incorporate Holocaust, better Holocaust education in our schools, and say that anti-Semitism didn't end with the Holocaust. It's still happening in 21st century America, and it looks different than it did 100 years ago. We need to build coalitions, you know, not just with other Jewish groups, but, you know, across the American spectrum, with other partners, and work together on this issue. And lastly, Lynn, we need better data collecting and reporting. There's so many holes in our data. And right now, AJC is encouraging all Americans to urge their senators to support the No Hate Act in Congress, which will provide better resources to adequately track hate crimes, including anti-Semitic hate crimes, in all 50 states.
So, you know, earlier today we spoke with Rabbi Myers from the Tree of Life Synagogue, and we talked about the fact that this city kind of embraced this slogan, this motto, Pittsburgh Stronger Than Hate, after the Tree of Life shooting. But now, 2 years later, it seems like it's just a slogan that we embraced, but it's not a concept that we digested, that we live. And somehow 2 years later, we really have to make it a lifestyle.
Absolutely. I do think that we need to make this more than words, and show it in our actions. And, you know, there was some positive things that came out of the survey. One was that 9 in 10 Americans believe that the Holocaust is important and should be taught in schools. Now, even if they didn't know much about the Holocaust, they still understood its importance. And that's a positive step. I also think, and I have a special affinity in my heart for Pittsburgh. I used to live in Shadyside when I was taking classes at the University of Pittsburgh in 2013. But following the Pittsburgh shooting, AJC created an online campaign called Show Up for Shabbat. And we ended up having 250 million people show up and see that campaign. Many joined at synagogues, non-Jews joining at synagogues all across America. And it was the largest expression of solidarity with the American Jewish community in history. And we need to take that support and really continue it into the present day and into the future of our country.
Holly, we got to take a quick break for traffic. Can you hold on for a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
So tomorrow morning, the mayor has called for Mayor Bill Peduto, has called for a moment of silence, a moment of reflection in recognition of the 2-year mark of the Tree of Life shooting. We have been on the phone with Holly Huffnagel from the American Jewish Committee as a result of a study that has been recently completed that looks at the state of anti-Semitism in America. This is the second study they did. They did one a year ago, 1 year after the Tree of Life shooting. And so, Holly, A, thanks for holding on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline for us. So let me ask you this. I mean, here around the city of Pittsburgh, most of the weekend, the recommendation by the healing organization here was instead of candlelight vigils and those kinds of things, was for the community to do volunteer work, find a project, find an effort to give your time to that would make a difference. What would you say to people, especially in light of the information found in the study, what would you say to people to do tomorrow as we recognize this 2-year mark?
In addition to the volunteer work, which I actually think is very important, because I think we're at a time in our country where I feel the neighborliness of being together and doing things for each other has kind of been fragmented, unfortunately. And so I think that's number one importance. And then the other thing I would add is, you know, we agree with things and believe things based on people that we know and that we trust. Right. Mm. So, you know, it's much easier for us to agree with people we know, and we have a proclivity toward that as human beings. And so I think it's so important to be sharing this information, to be sharing the survey, but also to be sharing information about anti-Semitism, about what the Jewish community is feeling, about what anti-Semitism is. It's not just a hatred of Jews, although that's, of course, what manifested in Pittsburgh, but it's also a conspiracy theory. You know, it's a perception of Jews in power and in control, which that's very different than other forms of hate and racism in our country. And so sharing this information with others and kind of getting the word out and helping us understand what it is so we can better fight it together in the future.
Absolutely. And then if there were, so the education component that you mentioned, and then is that probably the key to starting this process, educating people about anti-Semitism, what it means, and the harm that it does?
Absolutely. And I think the only thing I would add to that is so many, and this isn't a fault necessarily of anyone, it's just that the awareness isn't there. But, you know, anti-Semitism isn't a problem for Jews to solve, right? It's the mm-hmm. hatred, the persecution mm-hmm. of Jews, but it's a societal issue. And I think the more we tell people that this is really about protecting our democracy, our values, our liberty as Americans, the freedom to worship at the Tree of Life Synagogue in safety, for instance, like this is about all of us. And I think when we get that message out, you know, we'll lower the levels. Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. And then last question. I always feel like this is so important to say, whatever, whether it's anti-Semitism, racism, whatever it is, we all have to embrace the idea that when we see something, when we're in a group and someone makes a comment or a joke or whatever it is, if it's inappropriate, we have to speak up. We have to say something.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, Lynn. That's where it starts.
Thank you so much, Holly. We appreciate you indeed. And again, it is the American Jewish Committee, and Holly is the U.S. Director for Combating Anti-Semitism, and it's a message we need to hear as we are on the eve of the 2-year mark for the Tree of Life shooting. Thanks for joining us today, Holly. We appreciate you indeed.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for hosting me.